morning, wonderful people. Great to be our friends wherever you are on the face of this very planet. We welcome you to our exciting edition of question and answer, debate and interactive session this very morning. The day is the seventh day of August in the year of Most High Elohim, 2020, with the time now standing at precisely 5 minutes past 7 a.m. in the morning in the land of Biafra. I welcome each and every one of you, and as I do so, I would encourage you to welcome all those who are around you as well. As you all know, we are simulcasting not just on my Facebook page and on YouTube, but we are also on FM, we are on satellite. Do not forget that those of you who are worried about your data, you can listen to us via any of the app that are streaming this content this very morning. You can download Radio Biafra, you can download TuneIn, you can download Sweet Radio, you can also download Radio Garden. There are a whole host of apps streaming Radio Biafra. You can go there and listen this very morning. As I said, it is low data usage. If you're concerned about the data you are using in listening to me on Facebook, I welcome each and every one of you. And as I do so, please, it is very, very important that you let your friends and your family know, you let your neighbors know, you let your uncles know, you let your relatives know, regardless of where they are around the world, because we are being received across the entire 24 time zones on this very planet, because we are not like any other. We are the only people who can be listened to or who can boast of listenership across the entire time zone that you have on this very planet Earth this morning. Please, please, please make sure you have your questions ready. I do not want any complimentary remarks. I want people who have issues, people who have something to say, people who have a meaningful contribution to make, to be able to step up to the plate and do so. And before I give you the numbers through which you can get hold of us this very morning, we must always do the needful. And that needful is that we must pray this very morning before we commence what we are doing. And as always, my name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of IPOB, the whole world of indigenous people of Biafra. And by the very special grace of the Most High Elohim, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, without further hesitation, we shall proceed to our prayers. And then after that, our lines will be open immediately, and I will begin to receive your questions and your calls. Please, please, please make sure you have a question to ask and restrict your comments or your contributions to only 2 minutes, please. Very, very important, only 2 minutes. Our lines are not opened yet, and I would not encourage anybody to call us at this very time. When our lines are open, I will let you know. I understand the desperation that a lot of people have been trying for very many years to get through. They've not been able to do so. And may I also say that if you are a previous caller, please allow first-time callers to make their contributions today. In other words, if you've called us previously and you have spoken on air, please, I do recommend very strongly that you do not call us this very day, please. Very, very important. People are beginning to call as I expect them to. As I expect them to be, please do hold on. Our lines are not yet open. When it's open, I will begin to take your calls. We must proceed to pray very, very quickly, and then the lines will be open. And I need meaningful contributions and very searching questions this morning. People are asking all those ideas, all those issues, all those contradictions you may have. This is the time to put them to rest. This is the time to put them to bed, because any question you ask, I will be able to answer this very morning. Once again, we welcome each and every one of you. We are live and we are direct. And how do you know we are live? Is because wherever you are, it is 9 minutes past the hour, regardless of where you are. In Biafra land, it is 9 minutes past 7 a.m. in the morning. Once again, I welcome you, and please may we proceed to pray. Chineke nanke prumi yanina. Onye kereli gwa makelo wa mana onwege onye obla kereya. Onye kereine rena obadaraka ya chineke nanku sunile nkendiaga. Onye muona mmadu na kwisi ala nye. Onye ndi muzi na garozi anya omona kwa pandu nanke brede ngozi. Hane ne rubere gisi. Diki yanini kereke. anyị wee na-efe gị wee na-aja ya mma n'asụsụ eluigwe n'isi ụtụtụ a na ala nsọ bụ Biafra, wee na-akpọku gị wee na-aja ya mma wee na-ebuli gị elu na sị na onwe gị onye dị ka gị eze ndị nsọ. N'ụbọchị nketa onye nwe anyị na Chineke nna nke igwe, atụmatụ ọjọọ niile nke ndị nrọ ka anyị onwe anyị na-akagbu. Ebumnobi ọjọọ niile nke ọchịchịrị nna nke ebere ngọzi ka ihe gị ga-acha ha niile ga-agbafu. Onye nwe anyị na Chineke na bịaka iwe zọpụta anyị n'aka ajọ ihe, n'ihi na ekworo karịrị akarị, ndị nro karịrị akarị, ihe ọjọọ karịrị akarị, ha si ugwu wee na-arịdata, ndị Fulani wee gba anyị okirikiri wee na-ememila ndị gị nna nke bred ngozi, ụwa niile wee gba nkịtị, anyị wee na-eti mkpu, wee na-eti mkpu, wee na-achọ ndị ga-ewetara anyị enyemaka, kama onweghị onye ọbụla. Ebumnobi anyị n'ụbọchị nketa na obi si ike anyị, onye nwe anyị na Chineke nna dị ngozi, bụ na ọ bụ gị bụ onye anyị nwe, bụ onye anyị gbagbagoro n'ime ya nna nke igwe, dịka isi wee zọpụta ndị Igbo ka ị ga-esi wee zọpụta ọgbọ nke ugbu a. Onye nwe anyị biko nụ, meere anyị ebere ma nụrụ ekpere anyị. Bịa ka iwe memila atụmatụ ọjọọ niile nke ndị nrọ, bịa ka iwe kagbuo ebumnobi ọjọọ ha niile, bịa ka iwe bulie anyị elu n'ọṅụ, wee nye anyị Biafra ọsịsọ ọsịsọ n'ime afọ a ka anyị na-arịọ gị onye nwe anyị, ka ihere wee bụrụ nke ndị nrọ, ka ihe gị wee chia n'ime ndụ ụmụ mmadụ, ka ọ bụrụ na a ga-esite n'aka Biafra nna nke Bredi Ngozi dịka okwu ọgwa ndị gị si wee dị n'isi ndị na-ebu ndị ji onwe ntụkwasị obi, ka Biafra ga-eji wee nweta ihe onye nwe anyị nna nke bi n'igwe bikọrọ anyị wee na-arịọ gị ka iwere n'ụtụtụ na nsọpụrụ na ịja mma nara mbuli elu nara ịkpụ isi ala n'ihi na o ruru naanị gị ugbu a ma ruo mgbe niile ebighị ebi ka anyị na-arịọ gị. Ise, we have prayed in the language of heaven and we are going to go very speedily to our lines. But please, once again, I would recommend that most of you call us via Skype. It is very, very important that you call us via Skype. And it is IPOB2020@outlook.com. IPOB2020@outlook.com. The rest of the numbers are well advertised. I'm sure that most of you do have it. But as I proceed, I will go on to keep repeating them. Once again, I would recommend very strongly that you contact us via Skype, IPOB2020. On Skype, it is called IPOB Biafra@outlook.com. IPOB Biafra, if you're looking for it. I do presume that we have a caller on the line. Is that correct? No, we don't. We've lost him. The caller on the line, can you hear me? You are the first caller today. Your name and where
Good
you're
morning,
calling from.
Sir.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. Yes. My name is Faith Okaka Adobe Biafra Queen.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Italy, Genova.
From Genova in Italy. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. I'm speaking to Jesus, Jesus Christ of my time. By the grace of Gidigbo, the only man that cured my mental slavery.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Oh my God. Almadike.
Yes, please.
I would like to ask concerning the terrorists in the terrorists Al Qaeda and ISIS coming to Biafra land.
Yes.
These people that is coming to Biafra land.
Please hold on a second, please. If I put you on hold, you stay where you are. I will come to you, please. I'm on a call, and then if you're on hold, please stay where you are. Please go ahead, please. Go ahead.
So, these people that is coming to Biafra land, I want to ask: Is IPOB? Are they going to fight this war, or this war has nothing to do with IPOB? Because I know that these people want to fight to Fulanize the people in Niger area. So I want to know if this fight has something to do with Biafra, because all what I understand is that We are going to fight for Biafra war, to restore Biafra. If anybody oppose us or if anybody come to tell us that no, we can't go as indigenous people, we can't leave Nigeria, we must stay, then we can fight to get our land back. So I want to ask these people that is coming to our land now, are we going to fight them or we are going to allow the people, the Nigger people that is calling themselves South East, South West, to do the needful by themselves? This is my question, great one.
Please, yes, your question is very, very important, very, very pertinent, very, very relevant. The simple answer is that we are going to do all we can to stop these hordes of the army of darkness from descending upon our land. It is something that we have been talking about for a very long time. I've been warning about this very looming catastrophe that is about to engulf us. Because, as I said before, the British have given the area, the zoo area, Nigeria, they've given it to their favorite pets, their house pets. They are, should I say, their house nigger, the Fulani Janjaweed, and they are making it their home base for every Fula person all over the world. What people don't understand is that there is a movement called the National Fulbe Movement. They are on Facebook, and they are working in collaboration with Facebook management, both in the zoo, across the Sahel, and also Facebook headquarters in California. They are called the National Fulbe Movement. If you go to their page, you will see that they are armed. You will see that Facebook has not done anything to take it down because they are receiving huge sums of money from the likes of El Rufai, from the likes of the Sultan of Sokoto. These are the people who are draining the zoo dry. They sell our oil and gas and they use it to bribe people in order to enslave us, and they are coming. We are going to do all we can to resist them. But that is something we must learn.
One more thing, sir.
Go ahead.
I read an article this morning that British has retrieved all their citizens in Nigeria. They retrieved Nigerians' movement not to come in London, and their citizens also to come back home. And those of them that could not come back or maybe stubborn to stay back in Nigeria, they told them the area that they can go to and the area that they can't go to. And they mentioned Niger Delta area.
Yes, the reason being is that it is in the interest of neo-colonialists to make sure that they deplete our numbers, and that those at the helm of affairs in Black Africa are those who are loyal to them, those who are their slaves, those who are their glorified messengers. These are the people they want to occupy high offices, and that is why Africa remains poor and will remain impoverished until we do something about it. Not because we hate or despise anybody, not because we are stopping them from extending their sphere of influence right across sub-Saharan Africa. That's not what we are saying. What we are trying to say is that this modern way of subjugating people, this modern way of enslaving people, this modern way of instilling ignorance in the minds of people who claim they are educated is something that we are against. Britain doesn't want anybody to visit the UK right now for the simple reason that they know something is about to happen. They don't want people who are there, because once you are in the UK and there is war going on, or there is this Fulanization or Islamization agenda in full swing, they know you're going to claim asylum, and they know they're not going to say no to you because the place where you come from is a war zone. That is why they are restricting the number of people. Even Dubai have said no, UAE have said no to Nigerians, that they cannot come in. EU have said no to Nigerians. They cannot come in. And I'm sure that USA and Canada will follow suit very shortly, because they understand that a war is imminent. That once these Islamists, they are on the march, the the zoo will be turned into a war zone. And everybody in Europe, in America, you are now entitled to claim asylum. After all, you cannot be sent back or deported back. Everywhere is in chaos. That is the reason why they're no longer issuing any visas. That is why they're not allowing anybody to come in, because they know there is something imminent. And we all know it now. It's been announced. Even the U.S. policymakers are now issuing paper after paper, document after document, stating the very obvious. What we've been saying from the beginning, that a full-scale Islamization agenda is now on the cards, and the zoo cannot escape it. Forget those who are living in denial. They can live in denial all they like, but one thing is certain, that the zoo is going to fall, it is going to collapse. Thank you very much, my dear sister, for opening the curtain for us this very morning. I have another caller who happens to be on Skype. I don't know if they're still there, but if they are, if they can hear me, I welcome you to the program. This is Radio Biafra, our phone in session this very morning. Can you hear me, please? Your name and where you're calling from, if you may.
Am I online, Matt?
Of course you are. The whole world is listening. Go ahead.
All right. Oluchukwu Dike Onyenewu from Onyenewu, but I'm calling from Finland.
You're calling from Finland, you said?
Yes, yes.
Thank you. Go ahead, please.
All right. I have three contributions to make, but I think I should limit it to one for today. And it is about your Twitter followership. So I have been following you on Twitter for the past month, and I have seen your followership number grow from 160,000 to, I think, about 170,000. And I wanted to talk about how we could grow it much more quickly. So take, for instance, the zoo annual budget is actually about 37 billion euros or dollars, whatever. And I realized that our people in the diaspora, we actually are the people who keep the people in the zoo afloat financially, in the sense that according to real data, our people bring in at least between 20 and 30 billion euros into Nigeria each year. So how about if you can run a broadcast and tell our people in the diaspora that when they are moving money to their relatives and friends in Nigeria, why not tell them that if you want this help, if you want me to assist you with this sum, whatever problem you have, why not say to them, join the movement? Say, for example, you need help from me. That's what I do nowadays. If you tell me you have a problem in the zoo, I tell you, okay, you want me to assist you. And I will explain to you that your poverty is actually not God-made, that it's thanks to your being a part of the zoo. So if you want help, join the movement that's going to liberate you. In exchange for joining Twitter and tweeting with our leader, I'm going to give you whatever help you need. So I think if our people can do it, because money is power, and as you know, money is useless in the hands of black people, but white people know how to weaponize their money and their resources. So if our people in the diaspora could stop gifting money to our impoverished friends and relatives in the zoo and say, I will help you, but this is the condition, it's the least you can do. Join the movement, but you have a smartphone. Join Twitter, start retweeting. In exchange, if you want 100,000, 50,000, 20,000, then I will help you with it. If we can do it, if you can run a broadcast on this, I believe that we can do so much with the billions that we move into the zoo. Because without those billions, actually, the zoo is going to turn into, I have no word for it, but I have the belief that it's our money from the diaspora that keeps our people alive. When the zoo has the annual budget of 30-something billion and our people are bringing in 20-something billion, so essentially, we are richer than the zoo itself. So our people need to weaponize their money and use it to support the movement. That's what I have to say for today.
Thank you very much for that. And you are absolutely right. You are correct. That is something we don't understand. Without people in the diaspora, without our people in the diaspora, there will be no zoo. Without the amount of money, the help we are moving into our land, every place that right across the board, not just Biafrans, Oduduwa people, and some sprinkling of those from Middle Belt who are in the diaspora as well. Without all that money flowing in through MoneyGram, through Western Union, through all these other plethora of money remittance platforms, the zoo will not exist it will collapse. That is something we don't understand. And we are going to make it absolutely essential and compulsory that if you need this help from people who are in the diaspora, you must also try and do something to alleviate the very mess that you're in. And as I have said repeatedly, if we flood social media, of course, we understand the restrictions, you know, that Facebook is trying to place on us, and we are working very hard to develop alternative platforms, alternative social media platform through which we can continue to communicate freely, because obviously the Fulanis have bought over Facebook and they're doing all they can to promote Fulani violence and gender widism against innocent populations. It is an accusation that I'm making because even before I came on air this morning, I had one of my posts removed. They wrote to me and said, we are removing it because it is in breach of our community standard. And I'm asking them today, the same community standard that the Fulani Fulbe movement is not breaching. They are displaying weapons. You can see them there very clearly. Their page hasn't been brought down. But anytime we talk about freedom, anytime we talk about ways to move ourselves out of the crippling poverty and devastation that the zoo has come to represent, Facebook will come against us. What you're saying, my dear sister, is absolutely correct. If you want help from us, then you must be on Twitter, you must be on other social media platforms, so we can continue seamlessly the propagation of this very gospel. Because if we come out of the mess from the zoo, then everybody will stand to benefit from it. Everybody will stand to benefit from it. As I have said, if you are a regular caller, please, I do recommend that you don't call us today. Please allow people who have not called before to try and contribute to what we are doing. Please, very, very important. And I repeat, it's IPUB 2020, IPUB 2020 @outlook.com if you want to join us on Skype. Very, very important. Please, I have a caller on the line. I don't know if that caller can hear me. The caller, can you hear me, please? The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, sir.
And your name and where you're calling from, please?
I'm calling from Indonesia. From Imo State in Biafra land.
Yes. And what is your name?
My name is Chimez Awuzie.
Yes, please. Go ahead. We're listening. From Indonesia. Go ahead.
Okay, sir. What I want to ask is, I know that for sure Biafra will come.
Of course it will.
But my question now is, in other developed countries, if you want to go and look for a job or apply for work, they won't look at your appearance, your dressing, your hairstyle. They will only look after your capability, your capacity.
Yes.
But in the zoo, it is not like that. Even when you have all the qualifications, they will still ask you for your experience. When you just came out from the university and you don't have any experience. So I want to be reassured that when Biafra comes, those people in that kind of situation and those people that doesn't have the opportunity to go to school, but they have something to offer, but they don't have the platform, and those that have something to offer and they don't have the platform, what are their hope that when Biafra come, they are going to be recognized and given opportunity to develop and help the new nation? I want to know and be reassured.
You don't need any reassurance. What we are saying is that we are trying to build a country that is not like any other in Africa, and joblessness will be a thing of the past, and it will be a level playing field. There are work that those without degree can also do. We are going to develop the four critical, or should I say, essential areas of craft. There's something called craft. It is called woodwork. It is called stoneworks. It is called glassworks. And then which other one is that? It is called three. Woodwork. No, yes. Is it four or three? Woodwork, metalwork, stoneworks, and glassworks. It is four. I repeat, woodwork, glassworks, metalwork, and stoneworks. Very, very essential. We are going to build houses with stones, with rocks, not with block, not the block you see every day. And those who are going to undertake those very critical and, should I say, essential work in terms of the overall architectural presentation of Biafra, most of them may not have degrees. but they will be meaningfully employed. We are going to have plumbers. We are going to have people who will work on our drainage system. They may not go to university, but they're going to be well paid. Some of them will receive more pay than those who are graduates, because that is the way it is. Everything will be driven by demand and supply, but nobody will be left behind. That I can assure you. The political economy phase of what we are going to accomplish in Biafra land will be so compelling that the rest of Africa will be forced to copy from us. Nobody will be unemployed as it used to be in the past in our land. Many, many years ago, before the white man came, there was no unemployment. Everybody had something they were doing. Nobody, that's why we never had any beggars. And we are going to return to that. Everybody will be meaningfully employed based on merit. Nobody is going to get any comparative advantage over the other because of their status, their position, or who they know. Everything will be a level playing field. That I can assure you. The same way I don't allow or encourage the building of any cabal within IPOB is how Biafra land is going to be. There will be no cabal, no old boys network. Everything is going to work the way it's supposed to be, which is if you merit something, then you will occupy that very position. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you very, very much. We have another caller on the line, if I'm not mistaken. This very caller, can you hear me? We are live and we are direct and the whole world is listening. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please, if you may. Can you hear me? No, you cannot hear us. Your line is not stable. You cannot hear us. We are now going to the line to see who else is there. The caller on the on Skype, can you hear me?
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Your system is not turned down and I cannot listen to you. If your system is noisy, if I can hear any background noise, if I can hear my voice on the background, then I cannot take your call. I've warned many times. If you're calling, you must step away from your listening device. Once you're close to your listening device, I cannot and will not, in all sincerity, be able to take your call. We have a caller on the line. This caller, can you hear me? Your name and where you are, please.
Hello, our Lion King.
Thank you very
good morning,
much.
Sir.
Good morning to you. Your name and where you're calling from, if you may.
My name is Chike Buka Chukwuemeka. I'm from Annam. My name is Normanbala. I'm calling from India.
From India, please go ahead.
Our Lion King, I have three things to say. One is to tell the whole Biafra in a dream I had 2 months ago. Second is to ask you why our people are not speaking our language. Biafrans are not speaking their language, their native language, just like others, like Oduduwa and Fulani, Hausa and Fulani. Second is to tell our people the things you are talking about the Fulani taking our land. So let me start from my dream. Can you hear me, our Lion King?
Yes, I can hear you very well. Please cut out, leave the dream alone and ask your question, please. The dream, you can inbox me, you can leave me a voice note and I will listen to it. Just go straight to your question. Leave out the dream. Just tell us, you ask your question. That is what people want to hear. People wish to be educated about what we are doing. So ask your question and I'll be able to answer it. Leave the dream. You can send that to me on a private inbox or voice note at some time in the future. Please go ahead. Your question, please.
Why is it that our people are ashamed of speaking our native languages? But Yorubas and our Hausas, they speak their native languages.
I don't think that is the case, because if you ask all those people, they will also tell you. If you ask our Oduduwa friends, they will tell you that, you know, the various ethnic groups in Biafra land, especially the Igbos, are fond of always speaking their language, even when they are in front of people. The thing is that we have stopped developing. You are right in a way, because we have stopped adding new words. What people don't understand is that in every language around the world, especially the languages that I would say are advanced, those that are being studied, there are new words being added to the Oxford English Dictionary almost every year. New words are being created. English is very virulent. It is very strong. It is growing. The same thing with French. The same thing with Russian and all other major languages around the world. The problem that we have is that there was a demonization of our language during colonialism. It was part of the plan to make you feel inferior, part of the plan to make you feel that everything you have, everything you are is awful. It's just like bleaching cream that people put on their skin. That is the way it is. When we were attending school, kindergarten, it was called in those days, and primary school, if you speak Igbo language, you'll be flogged. If you speak Igbo language, you will be disciplined. I remember at Government College Omaha, if you speak Igbo language, people will look at you funny. You'll be laughed at. In fact, you'll be disciplined, as a matter of fact. So we are made to feel ashamed of our language. And growing up, you grow up with that mentality that when you speak your language, that is, in fact, that your language is something to be ashamed of. But fortunately, for the Yorubas, for instance, the Yoruba language never went out of fashion. They felt very comfortable with it. But whereas where we come from, we are told that speaking our native language is very, very horrible. But one thing I can assure you is this. In our new Biafra, the lingua franca for the first 20, 25 years is going to be English language. And then after that, an indigenous language will be developed, encompassing every dialect, every tongue we have in Biafra land. It is as simple as that. That's what we are going to do. And as you well know, I have granted interviews on many occasions speaking our native language. And I spoke it without adding one word of English. And that is what I will encourage people to do. It's a very beautiful language that we have, be it BBO, be it EFIC, be it Kolokama, which is the dominant Isan language. And again, our problem is that we have too many languages because we don't have a history of conquest. The reason why sometimes you have, let's say in the British Isles, you have English dominating in the British Isles is because England went and conquered, but they, over many years, they dominated Scotland, they dominated Wales and the Irish. So English became very dominant. You know, if you go to Europe, dominance was not allowed. You have a French language, you have Flemish language spoken in Belgium, you have the Germans, you have the Dutch language, you have even the Dutch, which is what is spoken in Holland. You have all these different languages. The thing is that you have to be proud of your language. And the way to be proud of it is that teachers should be able to teach it, people should be allowed to speak it. And mind you, in Biafra land, in this new Biafra, we are going to have a confederation, which means even within Biafra land, you're going to have the Igbo nation in Biafra land. You are going to have the BBO nation in Biafra land. You're going to have the Efik nation in Biafra land. You're even going to have the Ogoja, Echagan people in Biafra. It's going to be a nation. Even Isoko will be a nation in Biafra land. Urebo will be a nation in Biafra land. Ishekiri will be a nation in Biafra land. And the land of Idu Igudu Migudu will be a nation in Biafra land. And they are going to make their own laws in their own local language. So we are going to have some kind of revival. Our language is going to come back, that I can assure you. What we are suffering now is the devastating effect of colonialism and neo-colonialism. But with the coming of Biafra, we're going to sweep all that away. A very, very intelligent question you asked, and thank you very much for that. Once again, we are live and we are directing. Most of our calls we are taking via Skype. This very morning, we are taking it via Skype. And we want people to know that you can call us on Skype and we'll take your call. Please, your name and where you're calling from, please. No, your line is not strong enough. It is not strong enough. Unfortunately, your line is not strong enough. So we are unable to take your call because your line is not strong enough. This other caller on the line, can you hear me, please? Can you hear me? No. I can hear a noise on the background. I will not take your call. The caller on the line, can you hear me? No. Again, there is a noise on the background. Once I hear my voice, a noise on the background, I will not take your call. Your name, please, and where you're calling from, the caller on Skype. We are live and we are direct, and the world is listening.
All right. Good morning, Mazin Namdikano.
Good morning.
My name is Odunipa Kwanko. I am from Umeza and I'm in Anambra West local government. I am calling you from New Delhi, India.
New Delhi in India. Please go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
Yes. Okay. I want to say something. I want to tell our people in Nigeria that they should not participate in all this nonsense protest in Nigeria. I want to tell them that the protests in Nigeria have nothing to do with Biafra struggle. All this so-called revolution now, it's none of our business. Our own focus should be on restoring Biafra. Please, every Igbo, every Biafran to stay off the protest. It's none of our business. They are struggling for they are fighting for their one Nigeria. It has nothing to do with our own struggle. So if you want to go and protest, please stay back. Don't go, because these are the same people that threw Goodluck out of power in 2012 and 15. The same people that started this process. They were the one that were the auditor in Lagos. They were the one in Abuja calling Goodluck all sorts of names. I am not saying that Goodluck is the perfect man, but he is our brother. So they did it in 2012. They should do it again this time. We shouldn't participate in it. Thank you, my leader. That's my own contribution this morning.
Thank you very much for that, and a very succinct one at that as well. Thank you very, very much. The fact of the matter is that we need to encourage anything that would highlight the ineptitude, the crass misgovernance happening in the damnable Zoological Republic. That is the only reason why I would support it. And I don't want us to judge people by their own standards. We should always judge people, by our own standards, so to speak. We should always judge people by what they do. And if that thing they're doing is geared towards achieving the same goal, then we should encourage it. What I would like to say is that if there is any civil disobedience, if there is anything geared towards highlighting the very deplorable state of the zoo, if there are things that people are doing that will bring to the fore or to global attention the misgovernance, the corruption, and the evil happening in the zoo, then we must encourage it. That is the only reason why we must support it. I know that some of them were against us when we were protesting. I know that some of them even encouraged or sided with the zoo to come down very heavily upon us the time we took it up, because we see things in advance that people cannot see. We knew that this very project called Zoo Nigeria is not going to work, and we did something about it. Now they have woken from their slumber. So we say good morning to them. We are not going to say we would not engage with them. Of course not, because they are doing something also very vital to try to highlight the mess that the zoo is in. Very, very important, of course. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much, my dear brother, for that. Very, very encouraging. I have a caller again who happens to be on Skype. Can you hear me, please? Your name and where you're calling from.
Yeah, my name is Okuchukwu. I'm calling from Federal Capital Territory, Zoo, Nigeria.
You're calling from the Zoological Republic. Please go ahead.
Yes, in capital letters.